Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, is with us. Morning, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
Right, do you have to give us an update on the GDT?
The Global Dairy Trade Auction overnight, yep, stable at the headline level. Maybe a little bit of concern at the detail. So the Global Dairy Price Index has fallen 0.6%. Look, it's not a great big fall and basically mirrors the 0.6% increase that we saw at the last auction on the 19th of May. So you put them together and I would say nothing to see at that level. A little bit more interesting when we drill down into the detail. And by way of context, Fonterra runs a smaller auction in between the sort of fortnightly global dairy trade, or the bigger global dairy trade auctions. It's called the Global Dairy Trade Pulse Auctions. At the last one a week ago, we did see whole milk powder, skim milk powder, the prices fell. So that was a little bit of a weak lead into the global dairy trade auction overnight. Now, if I look at the secondary commodities, anhydrous milk fat up 5.3%, lactose up 4.6%, butter up 1.2%. But the key commodities, the ones that really matter, whole milk powder, skim milk powder, they were down 2.2% and 3% respectively. So for skim milk powder, probably the biggest fall on a percentage basis that we've seen since last December. Whole milk powder has been sort of trading in a range, hasn't broken out of that range. My response to this, Heather, sort of the eyebrows raise a little bit, you know, because, oh, that's interesting, those two commodities have fallen. But we've got to wait and see what the trend is here. It's only one auction. Remember, current prices are really strong. So from the point of view of the farm gate milk prices, you really just want the prices to remain stable. And at this point, there's nothing to suggest that they won't. So we'll wait and see if that weakness continues.
All right. What do you make of this move, the proposed merger in the banking sector?
Yeah, well, just quickly, actually, before we talk about that, Heather, I just want to do a quick call out. There was a deal done in the health sector yesterday as well. Tend Health bought the doctors from NZX listed Green Cross. It's quite a big deal, 200 and something million. Iwi backing there. That's helped keep that healthcare provider in local ownership. That's a good thing. Okay, but the bigger deal on the day was the announcement of the proposed merger between Heartland Bank and TSB New Zealand. So you've got continued consolidation in the banking sector, timely and relevant given the ongoing focus on Kiwi Bank and the, you know, the thorny issue of competition and profits in the sector. Assuming regulatory approval is given, by the end of the year we'll have a new entity called TSB Heartland Bank Limited. TSB is the larger of the two entities by assets at the moment. It's a $620 million deal. Heartland's listed on the NZX. It will acquire all the shares in TSB Bank, which is owned by the Toy Foundation and Toy Foundation Holdings. They will leave some vendor financing in to allow the deal to actually happen. The combined entity will be the seventh largest bank by asset size in New Zealand, so $15 billion worth of assets. Heartland has some assets in Australia as well, so it's $18 billion if you include those. Hey, Heather, if you look at it, there's a good mix of capability here. They're bringing different things to the table. Heartland, specialist lending, consumer lending, TSB, strong regional bank, more focus on transactional banking. You will end up with TSB, the combined entity, having Taranaki as a key sort of operational hub. They'll keep the local branch network in Taranaki. But the big question here that you ask is, does it become a credible challenger to the big four? Look, they'll have increased economies of scale. They'll get the benefit of synergies. They'll have the regional focus. But look, the reality is here, $15 billion worth of assets. Kiwi Bank's the key challenger to the big four. It needs more capital. It would like more capital. It has $43 billion worth of assets. And if I look at the big four, let's go to ANZ, the biggest there, $213 billion. The other ones, you know, in the hundreds. So the big four still dwarf the challengers. Look, it is a more credible challenger than they were as the separate entities. I say good luck to them, though. I hope it goes well. Heartland share price lifted yesterday 11.4%, so good day for them. Look, let's wait and see how they go. But, yeah, look, it's positive.
Yeah, it's positive. You're too right. You've got to look at it glass half full.
Yep.
Give me the numbers, Andrew.
The Dow Jones overnight, so still no deal on the straits, you know, no ships going through. That's my test, despite all the bluster and the social media posts. No ships going through the Strait of Hormuz, so no deal. Dow Jones up 187 points, 0.36%, 51,263 on the Dow. The S&P 500 up 6 points, 7605, the mark there. And on the NASDAQ, actually down 18 points, a very small loss at the moment, 27,070. The FTSE 100 gained a third of a percent overnight, 10,373. The Nikkei was down 200 points, 0.3%. The Shanghai Composite 4075, it gained 0.43 overnight. Small fall in the ASX 200, just 5 points, 8724 there. The NZX 50 fell 0.56%, 74 points, 13,170. Kiwi dollar, 0.5920 against the US, 0.8253 Aussie, 0.5094 euro, 0.4398 pounds, 94.69 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,484, and the oil price, reflecting the fact that there's no deal, a little bit higher, $96.05.
Good stuff, Andrew. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.